We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It is called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It is an insider look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on hot topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Hey, girlfriends, it's me, Carol Fisher, back with another season of the global number one podcast, The Girlfriends. Last time, we investigated the murder of Gail Katz. This time, we're uncovering the identity of the woman who was buried in Gail's grave for a decade before she disappeared. Join me and the rest of the club as we tell her story. Listen to season two of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The world's most dangerous morning show, The Breakfast Club.
Man, what the hell is this, man?
Breakfast Club, bitches.
I'm glad they put y'all together. Y'all are like a mega force. Y'all just took over every...
Wake your punk ass up.
This Chris Brown. I've officially joined The Breakfast Club. Say something, motherfucker.
I'm with it.
The world's most dangerous morning show,
Breakfast Club, bitches.
USA.
Yo.
Good morning, Angela Yee.
Good morning, DJ MV.
Charlamagne the God.
Peace to the planet. It's Thursday.
Yes, it's Thursday.
300% is.
Yeah, and today is National Eat Your Jell-O Day.
No.
And it's also Bill Cosby Day.
It's also
Day.
Bill Cosby Born
Day. Yeah.
Man, you cannot tell me.
It is not Jell-O Day.
It is.
Jell-O's actually pretty disgusting.
You cannot tell me the universe don't have a sense of humor.
That's okay? Crazy.
Today is National Eat Your Jell-O Day, and it's Bill Cosby's 81st Born Day.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus Christ. My God.
My goodness. Well, yeah. Good morning, guys.
Hey, what's up, y'all?
How's everything? Now, it's also Charlie Murphy, the anniversary of Charlie Murphy's death. Rest in peace to Charlie Murphy. Charlie Murphy.
Yes, rest in peace to Charlie Murphy.
Yeah, a lot going on. So what you guys do yesterday? Anything?
I was at the Brooklyn Hip Hop Festival that started on July 9th. It's all week long.
Mm-hmm.
And did a nice sit-down talk with the founder of the Brooklyn Festival. Shout out to Wes.
Mm-hmm.
So that was fun. I think it's been like... almost 20 years or something since they started it.
Okay.
He said something about 20 years.
What about you, Charlamagne?
I mean, I had a little bit of work to do, but I really rested a lot yesterday because I've been fasting the past 3 days. Because, you know, we just had vacation last week.
Right.
So, you know, you're out the country drinking what you want, eating what you want. So, you know, when I come back, I do a 3-day reset, you know, courtesy of the homie Dr. Natasha Sandy.
Mm-hmm.
And plus being in here yesterday dancing with Shiggy Show.
Right.
And you know,
was so out of breath.
Oh my God, man! I was so fatigued.
I don't eat like during the day. I do
a protein shake.
Right,
and
right.
I do supplements, so I don't eat until dinner. I only eat one meal a day for the past 3 days. Right.
Mm-hmm.
So I was really out of it yesterday.
Oh man!
In here trying to keep up with the young boy Shiggy.
Boy, yes. Yeah. Well, yeah. Okay. All right. I guess.
So I came and I rested a lot yesterday.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, if you've seen that video, it really looked like two old uncles at a barbecue.
No. You got to understand this. We are two old uncles.
Yeah, you're right.
I don't know about
you. Yeah, you're right.
We got to stop this.
Yeah, you're
okay?
Right. Yeah, we were two old uncles.
Listen, I wasn't playing with y'all. Y'all wasn't going to get me to get on video. Envy had on a pink do-rag.
Yeah, that was Shiggy Show's do-rag and sunglasses.
It's two old uncles.
You don't even have any hair. Why do you have on a do-rag?
It was a joke. Shiggy had his do-rag.
Yeah.
He said, "You from Queens, son." So I said, "All right, let me put the do-rag and the sunglasses on."
And it was pink. He wanted to look like a queen from Queens.
Shut up. Had nothing to do with that.
And it's just, we are two old uncles. Two old uncles on that yak, you know, talking to the young boys. Show me that thing y'all be doing on the gram, man. What's that, the little Shiggy Show?
And FYI, I know both of y'all was practicing that ahead of time.
No, I didn't practice that.
Never did that.
I mean, you admitted it here. You said yes, I practiced.
My daughter did it one time, but I didn't practice in the mirror. It was like, I got to do all. Because I didn't know what I was doing.
Never did it in my life.
I was doing the driving when I was supposed to be shaking the finger. No, I didn't know what I was doing.
By the way, that's one of the rare Drake songs that I like where he actually sings. Where he's singing. like R&B. That's one of the rare R&B Drake records I like.
All right, well, let's get the show cracking. Front page news, what are we talking about, Yee?
We are going to talk about Papa John's. The founder of Papa John's has resigned as chairman, and we'll tell you why.
Okay, we'll get into all that when we come back. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Let's get in some front page news. Papa John's. What's going on with Papa John's?
Well, the founder has resigned as chairman after he used the N-word on a conference call. John Schnatter is the founder and the public face of Papa John's Pizza. If you remember, there was some controversy last year where he said Papa John's pizza sales were hurt by the NFL, how they handled the players kneeling during the national anthem and the protest for racial injustice. So he stepped down as CEO 2 months after he made those comments. And then he actually was discussing his comeback from a different controversy where he used the N-word during a meeting. He said Colonel Sanders called blacks N-words and got away with it.
He said, okay, but he actually said the word out.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, okay.
He did not say the N-word. I said that.
But wasn't Colonel Sanders a plantation owner, though, or something? He looked like an old plantation owner.
Right, well, I guess he was saying, why did he get away with that? You know, but he said the actually said the N-word.
FYI, Colonel Sanders actually existed? He was a real person?
Oh, I guess so.
Okay.
I guess so. I don't know who he is, but and then they were trying to actually do some type of training and figuring out how to deal with all these types of crises and some marketing role-playing exercises to prevent public relations crises in the future. And he said the N-word again. So
he's like, I'm gonna get these niggas on this pizza. All right, these niggas gonna be rocking with Papa John sooner than later.
My
okay.
Goodness.
So now he has resigned as chairman.
Niggas love bell peppers.
Yeah, he said he's not a racist person, so he...
Yeah, right.
He
but he still owns 29% of Papa John's, though.
Right, but he's regardless. No longer going to be the chairman.
Papa John's pizza is trash. Who eats Papa John's? It's soggy. Like, it's, like, wet. Like, it tastes like... When it comes in the box, it feels like somebody dipped your pizza in water and gave it to you.
I feel like there's so many different choices for pizza nowadays.
Yeah, you don't need that in your life.
Mm-hmm. All right. And let's talk about Stormy Daniels. Now, Stormy Daniels is the adult film actress, and we all know her from her situation with Donald Trump, where she allegedly had an affair with him and made headlines worldwide for talking about that and the money that she received from his attorney in 2016 for her silence about their sexual encounter. Well, she is now facing misdemeanor charges for being arrested at an Ohio strip club. According to her attorney, he said his client was taken into custody. She was arrested for allegedly allowing a customer to touch her while on stage in a non-sexual manner.
Non-sexual? What, he touched her leg? Patted her on the shoulder?
I don't know where the client touched her, but apparently when you're in Ohio, under the law there...
You can't touch the strippers.
You can't touch anybody who's nude or semi-nude on the premises of a sexually oriented business, and unless they're a family member.
Oh, yeah, that's a rule in a lot of places. That's why a lot of people don't like to go to strip clubs anywhere but the South, because you can't touch the strippers.
Right, so apparently I guess they're really trying to make her life hard. And
wow.
Somebody, I guess if you even just touch her on the hand or the leg, can't touch her at all.
Mm. So why she get arrested? It seemed like the dude should get arrested. I'm just sitting up there dancing.
Yeah, I guess maybe they look at it like she touched him. I don't know. But she's arrested and she's facing misdemeanor charges after that. They're just messing with her.
Mm.
All right.
All right, well, that's your front page news. Get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you need to vent, hit us up right now. Maybe you had a bad night and you just need to get some things off your chest. Or if you feel blessed and want to spread some positivity, call us up right now. 800-585-1051. Get it off your chest. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. This is your time to get it off your chest, whether you're mad or blessed.
So you better have the same energy.
We want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
Yo, Envy, Big Chocolate the Toe Sucker. Oh, how we doing, everybody?
Big Chocolate the Toe Sucker, man. What's
everybody
up,
have a good vacation. You missed my funny stuff.
Nah, not
never
too much,
found
bro.
You funny.
Yeah, we all thought about it on vacation.
Nah, never found you funny.
Real hard, right, Andy?
Yeah, we were like, can't wait.
But what's up, bro? Get it off your chest.
Listen, I got a funny song to do. I think Trav and Charlamagne have a little something on the down low. So I wrote a little funny song. Won't take long. Check this out.
All right.
Trav walked up to the doorway. Charlamagne stood in the door. Boy, he had a big round head like he'd never seen before. And he said, yo, Charlamagne, what's up for the night? He said, let's have a toenail painting party if you think that would be all right. Boy, that's funny.
Yeah, fart on that song for me, drum. Please. Fart on that song. And I just want you to know that gas is coming from Trav's ass, okay, this morning, all right? That's what I want you to know.
So how does it smell? That is
like strawberries and protein shakes.
Hello, who's this?
Hey, baby.
Good morning. Hi. Good morning. What's up? Who's this?
Hi. Well, we actually want to, like, say that we called in because we're really, like, blessed at this moment.
Where y'all calling from?
Charlamagne, we give a shout-out to you because this whole week has been a whole blessing for us, and we are so happy to be even talking to you guys.
Well, where y'all calling from?
I appreciate that.
Oh, we're calling from California, Eureka, California, in the middle of nowhere.
Oh, they high.
No, we are not high.
Come on, you sound like y'all had some edibles to me.
Yeah, y'all sound a little high.
No. We actually just got off work from our restaurant, and it's 3:13 in the morning in California.
Wow. Well, we appreciate y'all tuning into the Breakfast Club all the way in Cali.
Thank you, Mama. Hello, who's this?
This is Maze, Gary. I'm Gary.
Gary.
Why you said
Gary.
Your name three times,
yeah,
bro?
Why you say your name
three
times,
there's three of us
bro.
In here?
Just make sure y'all can hear me. Just make sure you can hear me. Good okay. morning, y'all.
Good morning, y'all. What's up? Get it off your chest.
Man, I want to know why the media hides the most important thing about history and making history as far as Hot Boys Entertainment being engraved in history.
Hot Boys Entertainment?
You mean Hot Boys, yeah, like Hot Baby Noise. And Lil Wayne?
It's Hot Noise. HOTNOIVE.
Oh, Hot Noise.
Hot Noise.
Who is that?
Yeah. It's the new. They say they're the new face of entertainment. They did multi-billion-dollar deals with Roku. Tidal, Spotify, I mean, and no one's really hearing about this company, and it's an all-black business, and I pretty much understand why.
Well, I just want you to know that nobody is falling for the fact that you're calling up here to promoting your company, and that's
congratulations,
that's a good
though,
thing to do, but people will Google it and see if you're lying or not. So,
yeah,
I mean,
right.
You know, there's no need to, you know, make up stuff, yeah. My guy.
Well, anyway, get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you need to vent, holler at us right now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Let's go.
This is your time to get it off your chest. Whether you're man or black.
Say it with your chest.
We want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
So if you got something on your mind, let it out.
Hello, who's this?
What's up, MV?
Hey, Chad, we were just talking about you, Chad.
Somebody just called about you. Did you hear the song that Big Chocolate, whatever, what's
Big
his name?
Chocolate, the Toe
Big
Sucker.
Big Chocolate, the Toe Sucker said about you?
No, I've been listening on the app, so when I call in, I'll be having to turn it off the app.
Oh, yeah, he made a song and said it was a song about you and Charlamagne together and something about your fart smell like strawberries.
And protein shakes. I don't know.
But anyway, what's up, Trav?
What's up, Yee?
Hi, Trav.
How you doing, Charlamagne?
What's up, sis?
Welcome back. You know, I would ask how y'all vacation was, but Envy, I'm Disneyed out from listening to your Casey Crew podcast. I'm sure you had fun.
We're going to take you next time, Trav.
Damn, can I go?
Oh, you should. Charlamagne, you know, I hope you had a good birthday. I saw you got my gift.
You know what? I did get your gift, you know, your penis bag.
Wait, what happened?
I got it in here somewhere.
What he send?
I don't know where it went. It's a penis bag with a little penis lollipop. And a t-shirt that says, when they go low, we go lower.
That was nice.
Thank you, Trav. I appreciate it.
Did you suck on a lollipop?
No, I think Taylor took it, actually.
Oh. All right.
Speaking of Taylor, I'm actually mad at Taylor.
Why are you mad at Taylor?
Listen, when I come to New York,
and I
tell my homie I'm going to the Bronx to go see my friend, she needed to be asking me, what part of the Bronx am I going to? Because I was in the Bronx.
First
of all, what did your Uncle Shala always tell you, Trav? The craziest people in America come from the Bronx and all of Florida. You have no reason to be in the Bronx. So.
I was in a part where the craziest people come from.
Well, that's on you. Bronx.
Did you have a good time?
Actually, yeah, I had a good time.
There you go.
But I just wanted to come call and say hi to y'all.
All right.
Welcome back.
Thank you, Trav.
We missed you.
Bye, I miss y'all too.
Hello, who's this?
This is our dairy.
Hey, what's up, bro? Get it off your chest.
Hey, man, I'm a server. I work for the Olive Garden and IHOP. I hate to say it, but black folks do not tip. Everybody else.
That's a lie, because I tip very well. That is a lie. That is a lie. I tip great.
I'm telling you, black people do not tip.
First of all, I love IHOP.
You love IHOP. That was up. But if you come and I service you, I'm from the South. So I got Southern hospitality. So I know from top to bottom, I can think about what you need and give it to you. I'm going to make sure your service is great. I'm going to smile, and I'm going to tell you to have a great evening when I get through.
What's a respectable tip, sir? Tell me what's a respectable tip at either one of those establishments.
Start off at 15%.
Yeah, 15%. Yeah, that sounds right.
I always give 20 to 25%.
When's the last time you been to IHOP?
Maybe about a year ago.
I go to IHOP at least once a month.
Yeah, not me.
I ain't gonna lie to you. At least once a month.
No, you know what? I'm
month.
Lying because shout out to Don Poo. He owns IHOPs in Brooklyn, and I've been to IHOP in Brooklyn.
I go to IHOP at least one Sunday out of the month. Olive Garden, I haven't been to in a while. I think Olive Garden needed to like scale down, and they need to be more like Chipotle.
I love Olive Garden, and I love their salads.
Breadsticks, baby.
The black people still don't tip at
God damn,
oh
man.
Oh, my gosh. You still here?
That's what we talking about. You know what I'm saying? Bro. Black people still don't tip. Black people still don't tip. Y'all like Olive Garden.
And that's a lie. I know. I tip good.
All right. Get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. We got rumors on the way?
Yes. Congratulations are in order for Cardi B. We'll tell you about her baby girl. Also, we'll be talking about XXXTentacion. They have arrested a second suspect.
All right, we'll get into all that when we come back. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Learn the words, man.
As long as I know the cadence, I'm good. And then with me. Hey.
That's all you know, huh?
Drop one of Clues Bombs for Bardi, damn it.
All right, well, let's get to the rumors. Let's talk, Cardi B.
This is The Rumor Report. With Angela Yee. Rumor has it. On The Breakfast Club.
So listen up.
Well, congratulations to Cardi B and Offset.
Yes.
They had their daughter, Culture Kyari Cephas.
Say that name again, please.
Culture Kyari Cephas.
I don't ever want to hear people say that Offset and Cardi B not hip hop. They named their daughter Culture.
That's
what
right.
The young kids say,
with a K.
Swag.
With a K.
That's fly.
And Offset's real name is Kyari Cephas, so that's how she got her middle name.
Drop on the Clues Bombs. Ain't none of y'all ever named y'all kids hip hop.
Nope.
Nothing.
Now, Offset tweeted out, Culture, my princess. And of course, everybody's sending all kinds of high end gifts. And Nicki Minaj. As one of those people, she sent Cardi B a $5,000 basket full of baby things. So congratulations.
That's dope.
That was nice.
That's dope. Drop one of Clues Bombs for Nicki Minaj.
Offset.
That's dope.
That was real nice.
Yeah.
Did you send your gift, Charlamagne?
I did send my gift. And I actually think I saw Cardi posting gifts on Instagram. And one of those gifts was mine. And I don't know if I put my name on it. But it wasn't no $5,000 gift.
What was it? What would you get her?
A car seat. The Maxi Cozy Rachel Zoe Special Edition Jet C Priya 85 convertible car seat.
Okay, well, that was nice.
Yes, from all Bed right. Bath & Beyond.
Well, she also nice. Got some things herself. She got a Fendi stroller, a mm-hmm. Versace changing bag, a young Versace dress,
you
all kinds
that?
Of fun things.
That, you didn't need none of that.
No, I got the other registry. I got the registry for her much poorer friends.
No, okay.
The Bed Bath & Beyond registry.
Well, you know who else had a baby? Memphis Bleek. Congratulations to him.
Drop the Bleek bomb for Bleek, damn it.
Why you ain't saying Bleek no stuff?
On Tuesday.
I ain't get Bleek registry.
No.
He posted, my beautiful baby girl, can't believe this blessing. Thanks to my beautiful wife, family is everything. So congratulations to them as well.
Congrats
that's
to
Hov's
Bleak.
Job. Hov, I'm sure Hov sent something nice.
So you can't?
I
don't understand. A lot of people sent nice stuff to Cardi. You can't send stuff to Bleek?
I wouldn't have sent nothing to Cardi either if I know she was getting $5,000 gift and stuff. I'd have kept my little $300.
All right, now Shaq is going to be DJing on Saturday. I'm doing this story because Shaq wants to be mentioned on The Breakfast Club more.
Drop on the Clues Box for Shaquille O'Neal.
Shaq, man.
Shaq definitely hit me and said, ask Angela Yee how was our time in the Bahamas together.
He DJed in the Bahamas at the pool where I was staying at the SLS Baja Mar.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, he's been DJing. He's on a whole DJing tour right now.
Mm-hmm.
So he is DJing this Saturday at the new nightclub at the Ocean Resort Casino in Atlantic City. You know, they opened two new hotels in Atlantic City.
Yeah, well, yeah. Mm-hmm. One is the old Revel and the other is the old Trump.
Right, so it's the Hard Rock now and mm-hmm. the Ocean Resort Casino. So they actually have to change the whole DJ booth because he couldn't fit in there prior to that.
And that's exactly why Shaq says he doesn't want to come to the Breakfast Club, right?
He got scared.
He said he can't fit.
We ain't got no room for you in here anyway, Shaq.
Okay? The chairs are too short.
Exactly.
I think I'm going to go see Shaq this weekend. I think I'm going to go to Atlantic City.
You're going to go to Atlantic City?
I think so, yeah. I think I'm off this weekend.
Don't put that kind of pressure on him. He in there trying to DJ and do his job. He don't need no DJs in there.
First of all, he's been DJing for like 3 years.
Yeah, he's been doing it for a while.
When I tell you, at the pool, they were all crowded around the DJ booth, jumping up and down, fist pumping, and
Shaq
just watching him DJ.
He doesn't do it for the money. He enjoys. Like, he has fun DJing.
Yeah, so he does okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so that's going to be happening this weekend. But they actually were going to try to rip the roof off of the DJ booth, but they said it was made of solid steel, so they couldn't do that. So they have to lower the floor of the booth by 2 feet just so he can fit inside.
That's funny.
How about just have the party outside?
Well, then it's not in the club, Charlamagne.
I'm saying, you got plenty of a day party outside, man. Plenty of room for you outside, check.
All right, Childish Gambino has put out two new summer-themed songs. He has a little summer pack out, Summertime Magic and Feels Like Summer are the names of those songs. He just dropped them out of nowhere, just like he did with This Is America and Saturday Night Live, on Saturday Night Live when he debuted that. And here is Summertime Magic. Summer feel to it. And then the other song is called Feel Like Summer. Check it out.
I gotta hear more. I can't get a feel for either one of those records with those little snippets.
I kind of fell asleep.
I gotta hear more.
Well, Summertime Magic is the first official single from his debut album that's coming out with RCA, with them.
Mm.
Okay.
You know a dope Summertime record? Nobody, or maybe they are talking about it. Maybe I ain't paying attention. That Tiger, that Tiger record?
Taste is
with
dope.
Offset?
I play it every morning.
Jesus Christ, that record.
Yeah, he plays it every morning.
Oh, it's called Taste. Mix. That's a tough tune.
But you should.
Jesus,
then you might,
know some of these songs.
That
is a tough tune.
All right, and cops have arrested a second suspect for XXXTentacion's murder case. Michael Boatwright was arrested on a drug charge on July 5th. Then he got served with an arrest warrant for first-degree murder on July 10th.
They're so he was already in jail.
A gunman, yes. And they're also still looking for an additional gunman who they've identified as 22-year-old Robert Allen as a person of interest in connection with the killing. So he is still wanted right now.
Robert Allen, just go on and turn your dumb ass in, okay? It's only a matter of time. I know you want to spend your last few days on the streets, but go on and turn yourself in for that forever sentence that you're about to get.
And another person who got arrested is Tekashi 6ix9ine. He had an outstanding warrant. So cops got him in New York City, and they're saying he could be locked up at least a few more days before they ship him off to face a judge in Houston.
What do you do?
It was an old warrant out of Houston for an attack in the mall for allegedly choking a 16-year-old kid in January.
And they came to get him all the way in New York?
Yeah, that was on video, too. Remember the kid's parents was right there watching it happen? I remember that.
All right, well, he's been arrested for it now. All right, well, I'm Angela Yee, and that is your rumor report.
All right, thank you, Miss Yee. Now, when we come back, we got front page news. What are we talking about?
We are going to be talking about Paul Manafort. He's getting the VIP treatment while he's in jail.
All right, we'll get into all that when we come back. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club.
Where it's all some Drake all the time. And I'm not mad at that because he's got 7 of the top 10 songs in the Billboard.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, let's get in some front page news.
Yes, they are reopening the case of Emmett Till.
Really?
Yes. Mm. So the federal government government has reopened its investigation into the slaying of Emmett Till. And even though this all happened more than 60 years ago, they have new information. And people feel like this is inspired by a book that came out last year, The Blood of Emmett Till. A key figure in the case, according to that book, acknowledged lying about events preceding the slaying of Emmett Till.
Yeah, it was the
Woman, Carolyn Dunham, acknowledged during an interview in 2008 that she wasn't truthful when she testified that Emmett Till grabbed her, whistled, and made sexual advances at her at a store back in 1955. So that's when two white men who was Adonham's then husband and his half-brother were charged with murder, but they were acquitted in the slaying of Emmett Till.
Well, that should be an open and shut case, right?
Yeah, she's still alive. She turns 84 this month. And so, you know, they're saying the family didn't even realize the investigation was reopened, but they're just finding out now.
That's one of those things you confess when you feel like you're about to die, right? One of those deathbed confessions.
Mm. Yeah, she has to have felt terrible her
100%.
Whole entire life about causing this young man to get killed the way that he did. All right, a federal judge has ordered that Paul Manafort be moved from the Virginia facility where he's been locked up because he's been getting VIP treatment behind bars. Not only is he getting VIP treatment, but he's been talking about it in phone calls, which are monitored. He's saying that he's getting treated like a VIP. He's been making hundreds of phone calls.
Well,
he has his own personal laptop, his own telephone. He doesn't have to wear a prison uniform. He's in there basically chilling.
When you're locked up, you can't care about the opinions of people on the outside, meaning that he's calling people on the phone trying to tell them how good good he is.
He's bragging about having access to all his files. He said, like I would at home. He has a private, self-contained living unit. It's larger than the other inmates' units. He has his own bathroom, his own shower facility, his own personal telephone, his own workspace to get ready for trial.
He's dumb. He should have just shut up,
man. That's what he get for stunting.
Yeah.
That's all that is. That ain't nothing but stunting. No, I'm good in here. It's actually kind of fly. I get pizza when I want to from Papa John's.
From Papa John's.
Niggas be in here trying to eat it.
All right. Now, this was something that was really bothering. If you watched this video where a woman is being harassed because she's wearing a Puerto Rico T-shirt and a cop that she's asking for help does absolutely nothing to help her, just ignores her. Listen to this audio, and they actually have video of it as well.
Why are you wearing that?
Because I can. Officer, can you please? I'm renting this area, and he's harassing me about the shirt that I'm wearing.
America. You're not renting any of it.
I did rent
so
it.
You put a permit.
I have a permit for
the
this.
Permit
right,
to
so
have it.
Can you please step away from me, sir?
You're not going to change us.
Okay.
Period.
Okay.
You should not be wearing that in the United States of America.
Okay.
Well, clearly that police officer was a white supremacist, white devil, crackhead damn self.
And he was harassing her for way longer and said that you're wearing a Puerto Rico shirt in the United States. Like, it's not in the United States. I guess he didn't realize Puerto Rico is part of the United States.
He didn't know.
As well.
But he's stupid. You still could, regardless. Like, so that cop should have helped.
So that cop actually ended up quitting now over this video going viral of him ignoring that woman who was being harassed. Eventually, more officers did arrive. And that is when 62-year-old Timothy Tribus was arrested on charges of assault and disorderly conduct.
What's that quote? That quote is like when you're going through something, it's not the loudness of your enemies, but the silence of your friends or something like that. Like, that's what that police officer was doing.
That's
the police officer
that's
is
your
supposed
job.
To be
you didn't
your
do your job.
In that moment. But that silence, that silence is a cosign to me.
It is.
Well, that was Officer Patrick Connor, or should I say former Cook County Forest Preserve officer. They said he resigned after this outrage over that incident.
How long was he on the force, do you know?
I'm not sure.
Mm. I wonder what did they allow him to resign? Because they were probably going to be forced to fire him anyway, so they allowed him to resign.
They still get his benefits and stuff.
He should be ashamed of himself just standing there while
Absolutely.
This woman's being harassed.
Absolutely.
All right. Well, that is your front page news.
All right. Thank you, Miss Yee.
You're
now,
welcome.
Yesterday, Charmaine from Black Ink Crew, Chicago, stopped through. And we were talking to her, and she was talking about how, you know, she proposed to her. It's not her fiance.
Well, no,
because
he
didn't
say
it.
Yes.
Well, let's listen.
Charmaine did propose.
I did propose.
To him.
You proposed to him?
Yes.
On
so
the
he
show.
Didn't accept, so it's not right. It's not right.
It was a compromise. It was
wait
a compromise.
Minute, wait a
so now they have friendship rings.
So how did he say no? He was like, nah,
he as I'm getting on my knee, he scooped me up like, baby, you ain't got to do this.
So if she did it under different circumstances, you might say
nah,
yes?
Nah, nah, nah. I mean, Look, I'll be making clear. I told her then and there, I was like, this is my job.
Wow. So the question is 800-585-1051. Before we do that, Yee, would you propose to your boyfriend?
No. But to each his own, but I wouldn't do that.
Why wouldn't you?
I don't know. I just wouldn't propose. I can't see myself ever wanting to propose to...
Never in love so
what?
Much and
I
you just like,
all,
I love him.
I think
this
that
is something I want to do as well.
I also respect the fact that I know that he would rather propose to me. So...
I don't see anything wrong with it. I mean, we live in an era where women want equality, and they should be allowed to do things that men do. Men have historically done. So, what's the problem with a woman proposing to her?
I didn't say there's a problem with it. I just said I wouldn't do it.
Why not?
Because I just don't. I know he wants to propose to me.
So you wouldn't want to do it, but like I feel special. Let me do this. This is my man. This is the person I want to be with for the rest of my life.
I've never felt like I wanted to get down on a knee and propose to him. That feeling has never overcome me.
So what if he never proposes to you though? You said he feel you know he wants to do it, but what if he never does?
We'll just live in sin forever.
Jesus Christ.
My goodness. 800.
My God.
585.
Pastor Collins. Call Pastor Collins. Call Pastor John Gray, Pastor Stephen Furtick, somebody.
105.
Say a prayer for you, Angela Yee, please.
Would you get, ladies, would you get on your knees and propose? That is the question. 800-585-1051. Ladies, would you get on your knees and propose to your man? That is the question. Yee won't.
Would you have wanted Gia to propose to you?
I wouldn't. If she did, I would say yes.
You didn't feel like in your head you always wanted to propose to her?
Yeah, but if she got on her knees and proposed to me, I would say yes. I wouldn't be like, nah, chill, B. I want to do this. No, I would say yes. But anyway, 800, what about you, Charlamagne?
What?
If your wife got on her knees.
I don't like doing stupid hypothetical stuff like
that. Shut up.
He's like, she did, and I said no.
I'm a happily married man.
No, would you? But the question is, you can't ask Angela Yee a hypothetical.
I am a happily married man because my wife gets on her knees often and has been getting on her knees for about 20-something years.
Praying to God, like, why did I do this?
Why?
She's a praying woman. Yeah,
why?
She's a praying woman. That's exactly what I meant. She's a praying woman.
Why did I do this? God, why are you punishing me?
Exactly.
These guys. Thank you this morning. Call us up now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Good morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We're asking 800-585-1051. Ladies, would you get on your knees and propose to your man? Now, Yee says no. Charlamagne says his wife is always on her knees.
Yes. Yours is too, I would hope.
Yes.
Oh, okay. Jesus Christ.
Just sounds better when I say it that way.
I'm just saying.
Princess.
Yes.
Good morning, Princess.
Good morning.
We're talking Charmaine and just with ladies. Would you get on your knees and propose to your man?
No.
Why not?
Because it's desperate.
Why is that desperate?
You're begging to get married. Like, just let him do his thing.
Can I ask you a question? So you're saying that Charmaine is desperate? You think that Chrissy was desperate when she proposed to Jim?
Yep.
So let me ask you a question. Why do women want equality in every area except for that one?
I don't want equality.
Oh, okay. All right. Thank you, Princess.
Oh, all right.
Look, I don't want equality.
All right.
Shonda.
Yes.
Good morning, Mama.
Good morning. How you guys doing?
What's up, Shonda?
Good
morning. Where you calling from?
I'm calling from Bloomington, Minnesota.
Okay. Would you get on your knees and propose to your man?
Well, you know what? Absolutely. I already did. I've been married. I'll be married 31 years in August 5th.
Wow. So you got on your knees and proposed 31 years ago?
Can you stop saying got on your knees? It's one knee.
You did it before it was cool.
You don't get on your knees.
It was okay.
Right, I didn't get on my knees. Let's not be nasty.
Okay,
on your knee, I'm sorry.
But I did get on my knees.
And I did propose to my husband because, you know, I knew a good thing when I seen one. You know, he had been taking me out, spending money, you know.
Spending money. You didn't say nothing about love. He just said taking you out and spending money.
Hey, listen, man, sometimes...
Being a man about his, and, you know, he was working, doing his thing, and I liked that, and I said, you know, I'm not going to let this one go.
I respect that because some men, we just don't know what's good for us, so right. I'm glad you took the lead on
that.
Was
he surprised?
You know what? He was actually super surprised. The next morning, he said, "Were you serious about what you said?" I said, absolutely, you know.
All right,
and
we'll
so,
see.
You know, a lot of people, you know, gave me flack for that, like, you proposed to him and you didn't let him propose. I'm like, why would I wait and let somebody else come along and swoop him up? No, baby.
Okay. Mm-mm. More okay. power to you. All right, Mama, thank you.
All right, thank you. You guys have a great day.
It would have worked crazy if my wife would have proposed to me, though, because after I proposed to my wife, first thing that came out of her mouth was, I'm going to suck you so good tonight. So it would have worked if she had proposed to me because she would already been down there.
You know, we're going to take that clip of you saying you're going to suck your grill good tonight. You know, we're going to take
that
clip.
Tired of being taken out of context. My whole life is out of context.
800-585-1051.
That's going to work really well. Jesus, we got to use that frequently.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Story of my life.
Now, yesterday, Charmaine from Black Ink Crew Chicago said this.
Charmaine did propose.
I did propose.
To him. You proposed to him?
Yes.
On the show.
He didn't accept, so it's not right.
It was a compromise.
Wait a minute.
So now they have friendship rings.
So how did he say no? He was like, not me?
As I'm getting on my knee, he scooped me up like, baby, you ain't got to do this.
So if she did it under different circumstances, you might say
nah. I mean, look, I'll be making clear. I told her then and there, I was like, this is my job.
We're asking 800-585-1051. Would you get on your knees, ladies, and propose to your man? Call us now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Now, Charmaine from Black Ink Crew, she stopped through yesterday, and we were talking to her, and she actually proposed to her man. This is what she had to say.
Charmaine did propose.
I did propose.
To him. You proposed to him?
Yes.
On the show.
He didn't accept, so it's not right.
It was a compromise. Wait a minute.
So now they have friendship rings.
So how did he say no? He was like, not me?
As I'm getting on my knee, he scooped me up like, baby, you ain't got to do this.
So if she did it under different circumstances, you might say
Nah. I mean,
look,
I'll be making clear. I told her then and there, I was like, this is my job.
So we're asking 800-585-1051. Ladies, would you propose to your man? And Yee said absolutely positively not.
Yeah, I'm not doing that.
I understand why Angela Yee feels that way, but I mean, I just
feel like we're in a world where equality is everything, right? Like, you know, we're trying to dispel all of these double standards and what men can do and what women can do. So I don't think it's wrong with a woman
proposing.
I don't say that
you can't do it. I just said I wouldn't do it. Just like I'm sure there's things all of y'all wouldn't do. I just wouldn't do that.
Hello, who's this?
LaDonna from Detroit.
Hey, mama. What up, though?
How are you?
Good.
Good now, morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Now, you proposed to your man, right?
Yes, I did, 20 years ago. We're not married anymore, but did propose to him.
Would you do it again?
Absolutely. I'm an impulsive person. Not that my proposal was on impulse, but I will say our breakup was more of a impulsive situation. But it was a great marriage, and I would definitely do it again because I don't limit myself. You know, I want to... I'm a, you know, go-getter. So if I see something I want, and I wanted to be his wife, and not that he was dragging his feet, but it was just something I wanted to do.
Yo, listen, in the words of that man from Canada.
Oh, boy.
Salute to all my bald bitches waving. Yes.
You know what? Stand up.
Salute to all my bald bitches waving. Yes.
Mike.
All right.
Yeah.
Mike, what up, Mike?
How are things this morning?
Good. Now, if your girl proposed to you, would you say yes?
Nah, I wouldn't say yes. But at the same time, I'm already engaged.
All right, if she would have proposed to you first, you would have said yeah.
Nah, I wouldn't say yeah, because I was raised in a time where the guy's supposed to do it. But at the same time, I'm all for equality.
Females, and plus, you can't say no.
I mean, you can. Females say no.
You wouldn't say no to her.
You can definitely say no if you want to. No, I mean, you're not ready.
Yeah, Charmaine's man said
no. He would not have said no to her.
Charmaine?
He proposed to her now.
No. Hello, who's this?
Hi, this is Fifi.
Hey, mama. Now, if your man, well, would you get on your knees and propose to your man?
Absolutely not. That's a man's job. I'm old-fashioned with certain things, and I think that's something that a man should do. Absolutely not.
So it's nuance to this. It's nuance to this equality thing, then, huh?
Yep.
Okay.
That makes us look desperate. I'm not doing that. No.
But guys don't look desperate when they propose.
That's what they've been doing for forever.
That's our job, according to her,
right?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you, Mama.
So remember that, guys. It's nuance.
Yes to your desperate ass.
It's nuance to this equality thing. It's nuance to this double standard thing, guys. Remember that, and girls.
Now, what's the moral of the story?
The moral of the story is I'm all for equality. So if a woman wants to get down on her knees and propose, cool. Like I said, in the words of that man from Canada, shout out to all my boss. Just wave it.
My goodness.
Make sure you hit him with the prenup.
All right. We got rumors on the way.
Yes, we are going to be talking about Wendy Williams. Find out why Jocelyn was going off and so was 50 Cent.
Why Mon argue?
All right. We'll get into all that.
Why Mon argue?
When we come back, keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ NV Angela Yee, Charlamagne God. We are The Breakfast Club. Let's get to the rumors. Let's talk Wendy Williams.
It's about time.
What's going on?
This is The Rumor Report with Angela Yee on The Breakfast Club.
Well, Wendy Williams has a gala coming that she is starting, the Wendy Williams Hunter Birthday Give Back Gala. That benefit will honor R&B legend Chaka Khan with the Survivor Award for her resilience in overcoming drug addiction and alcoholism. And her charity work with her Chaka Khan Foundation is going to be hosted by Tori Hart and have performances by Johnny Gill, Carrie Hilson, and PM. So that
PM.
Is...
Yes, PM Dawn?
PM. I don't know what PM is.
That should be dope. She used to do the Dons and Divas in New York. Dons and Divas was dope, right?
Yep.
Yes. So she has her own charity, and she wants to raise funds to benefit victims of drug addiction and substance abuse. That makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Meantime, Jocelyn Hernandez was upset about Mona Scott Young on Wendy Williams' show. Mona Scott was on there talking about her new book and, of course, Love and Hip Hop. And here's what happened when Jocelyn's name got brought up.
Personally speaking, I don't care about a Jocelyn show at this point. I think that ship has left the harbor. Like, we're not thinking about Jocelyn anymore. Poor thing.
Listen, she looks great. She's doing her thing. God bless her. Go forth and prosper. Go, you know, yes. I promise you.
The shade of it all.
No shade at all. God bless her.
All right, well, Jocelyn went on Twitter and said, bitch, did you go to Wendy to promote my show or yours? God bless you, Mona, bitch. Your show dropped 50%, and if anyone call me with negativity, I'm going to curse you out. I give two Fs about this dirty, crusty mouth hoe.
Damn, Jesus Christ.
Mona didn't say nothing bad, though. She said God bless her.
Jeez.
All right. In the meantime, 50 Cent also had some things to say about Wendy Williams this time. Now, Wendy was talking about the whole drama with 50 versus Papoose over Remy Ma. And here's what happened.
It's just that Pap, everyone knows you and Rem are thicker than thieves. Nobody's checking for 50 like that. Does he still like girl?
Jesus. Now, first of all, we are checking for 50 because we watch Power all the goddamn time, mm-hmm. and we follow his Instagram and other good stuff like that. And second of all, why would you even insinuate that he may be gay? That's right. What she did, right?
Well, he responded, this bitch didn't tell her not to put me on her show till she talk about being the world's most famous side bitch. Get the strap.
Jesus Christ.
What does that
50
mean?
50 don't stop.
All right, Lamar Odom is moving to China. He announced that. He said, happy and proud to announce I have signed a global management contract with my new 90-plus official family. And he put up a snap of him standing next to the people who are going to be his business partners. And so he'll be going to China. So that should be good, you know, for Lamar Odom.
Is he going to be playing ball in China? Is he coaching in China? Like, what is he doing in China? Because nobody said he's playing basketball. He didn't sign to a team.
I don't know what, but he put up a post. He deleted it saying that he's packing up and moving.
Okay.
So who knows what's going to be happening out there. So, but whatever it is, go on ahead. Have a good time with your new journey. He said, the right answer to my previous post is he's going to Hong Kong, actually. Charles Oakley got arrested. This is a weird story. So he was in a casino in Vegas. And what they are saying is that he's suspected of adding to or reducing his wager on a gambling game after the outcome was known. So what they're saying is that he tried to pull back a chip after he realized he was about to lose. And that is actually a reason that you get arrested. It's a fraudulent act in a gaming establishment. So he's facing between 1 to 6 years if convicted. That's crazy. But Jeez. You know, once you place your bet and they put out that first card, you can't do anything. That's it. Mm. Like, you can't touch the chips. Mm-hmm. You're not even allowed to touch them. So I don't know. I didn't know that you could get arrested for that. Katie Holmes, she can't get over Jamie Foxx. According to Us Weekly, they're saying that even though the two of them have been dating since 2013, Jamie Foxx is still out and about having a good time. Now, allegedly, Katie Holmes wasn't happy about him watching 4th of July fireworks with his ex, the mother of his young daughter, in Malibu while she was overseas with her own daughter. And then he also was photographed sitting poolside and partying with women in Miami. According to a source, they said no one understands why Katie loves a man who can't seem to commit or why he's publicly humiliating her like this. Everyone just wants her to take care of herself and to be happy, but she won't let go of Jamie Foxx. So it happens to the best of us.
Mm-hmm. I thought they were still together. Didn't he just walk out of an interview with Michael Smith because they mentioned her? Oh, was that longer than my mind is thinking about?
I mean, there's all kinds of reports saying that allegedly they were supposed to get married and then it got called off back in June. And her rep said that that was 100% false, but maybe they've been dating, but not he's not committed like that. I don't know. Mm. But, yeah. All right, I'm Angela Yee, and that is your rumor report.
All right, thank you, Missy. Charlamagne.
Yes.
Who are you giving that donkey to?
We need the Badman Safari to come
Badman,
to the front of the
up.
Congregation. We'd like to have a word with him. We've been trying to call Safari all morning. He ain't picking up the phone.
Nope, sure not.
Safari. That's a smart decision.
Why are you avoiding us, my brother?
Send them to voicemail, Safari.
Okay.
My goodness. All right. Donkey
he's probably having sex with someone.
Up next, keep it locked. Celibate. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
This don't be a donkey, because right now you want some real donkey.
It's time for Donkey of the Day.
So if you ever feel I need to be a donkey, man, hit me with the heat.
Did she get donkey of the day? Please tell me.
Absolutely. I have become Donkey of the Day.
At The Breakfast Club, bitches.
You're a donkey.
Yes, Donkey today for Thursday, June 12th, goes to my guy, Safari. Safari is my guy, my cancer brethren, but I wouldn't be doing my due diligence as a friend if I didn't tell him that ain't it. And what I saw Safari do yesterday at Dykeman in New York City, my guy, that ain't it. Now, Safari is performing his song, Hunted. Y'all remember Hunted, right?
Hunted on this.
Yep.
When he was up here performing and throwing money.
We don't have that in the system to give him a little refresher, do we?
Oh, man.
Well, DJ Envy and I had the unprivilege of being in that video earlier this year, looking out for our guy. I personally think the Hunted record is decent, but for those people who think it's whack, I'm not about to go back and forth with you Negroes about that. I can understand why you may feel that way, and I think the record was doing okay at first, but I think it's safe to say it's time for Safari to move on, right? Would you say? Huh?
From that record? Absolutely.
Okay. I stand by
you
the fact.
Got a record.
I stand by the fact that Safari will still get a hit this year. It's mid-July, so Safari only has about 5 months to prove my prediction right. But Hunted is all but a wrap. And the beautiful souls that were at Dykeman in NYC let him know that when he was performing at Dykeman Courts yesterday. See, Safari took the court at some point yesterday. I'm not sure if it was halftime or between games, but as soon as he hit the court and started performing, people in attendance started booing. Now, it's nothing wrong with getting booed. It happens to the best of them. But how you react to the booing is what matters, okay? Mm-hmm. You know the saying, how people treat you is their karma. How you react is yours. The good brother Safari reacted so poorly. Let's hear what happened.
Hold up, stop the music for a second. Hold on, let me tell you your something. I bitches y'all dreaming about. I bitches y'all dreaming about. I bitches y'all wish you.
I thought he was celibate.
Hold on.
Maybe before.
Hold on. Play that again, please. Play that again. I wish y'all could see the people throwing stuff at him. If you're watching Revolt, you can. Let's play it again.
Hold up. Stop the music for a second. Hold on. Let me tell you your something. I bitches y'all dreaming about. I bitches y'all dreaming about. I bitches y'all wish you.
Listen, the way you see people is the way you treat them. And the way you treat them is what they become. So if you talk down to a group of people and tell them you have more money than them and you're sleeping with women they only dream about, if you think you are better than said people and you flex on them, they're going to flex on you. You get back the energy you put out. Now, you know Michelle Obama says when they go low, we go high. But my motto is when they go low, you take it to the floor with them. But not when you're getting booed at Dykeman. Okay, or booed anywhere for that matter. The only way to change those boos is to do something in your performance that makes the crowd say, he not that bad. Okay, you know how to dance, Safari. Okay, you should have started dancing. Or tell the DJ, cut the music and switch to your reggae Batman persona. Start doing the patois like this. Play it, please.
I'm going to suck your mother if you think anything else different. Straight.
All right, Safari. Scared BZ, SB.
Run up under your mother.
Do something to get the crowd in your favor, okay? You will never win getting hostile with an already hostile crowd. You're already outnumbered, so you can't win that one, Safari. Not to mention, that's how you get robbed, okay? Or get into a physical altercation or get shot at. And for what? You know better than anyone that people are already doing stuff like that just because. Do we need to flash back to Angie Martinez show when Safari was on there earlier this year discussing getting robbed? Do we need to? Do we need to? We don't need to, do we?
No.
Yeah, we don't need. Everybody, people remember that, right?
No, we don't need to.
Okay. I just want him to remember. All I'm saying is, my brother, don't incite a riot. Okay, don't give the wolves more ammo to bite. Now, the next time something like that happens to you, like a robbery, people are going to have less sympathy than they had before. Okay, Matthew 23:12, for those who exalt themselves will be humbled, and those who humble themselves will be exalted. In other words, be humble or be humbled, my brother. Please give Safari the biggest hee-haw. Now, I've been trying to call my guy all morning long.
Well, thank God he didn't pick up.
He didn't answer.
I called him a few times. Envy called him a few times. We called him from the station. Let's try him one more time. If he don't pick up, we just leave him a message.
Your call has been forwarded to an automated voice messaging system. At the tone, please record your message. When you've finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
Boo! Boo! Hey, this Charlemagne, call me back. Boo! Boo! Boo the bad man, boo!
Leave that man alone.
I'm just leaving a message, that's all.
The funniest part of that video is at the end, Pretty Lou, it cuts off right when they show his face and he looks so sad.
Mm-mm-mm.
Like, why is this
happening?
I don't
know who's Pretty Lou.
You don't know Pretty Lou? I'll show it to you. You gotta watch the video.
Okay.
He's the last person you see when it's about to cut off and his face just looks like...
priceless.
Fat Joe Pretty Lou?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, yeah. Salute to Pretty Lou. Mm-hmm. All right.
You gonna give him the donkey or you gonna...
I already did.
Oh, donkey went away?
I thought I did.
No.
I did.
Oh, all right.
I ain't on drugs. Jesus Christ.
All right. I was still, flustered with the whole,
Envy, as a DJ, is there any way that Safari could have fixed that situation? Or is it just chalk it up as an L?
Dykeman, I love y'all. Good night. That's what he should have did.
He should have just switched to patois, man. Perform, man. Start saying reggae. Everybody at least would have laughed.
Or you just say, yo, everybody put your hands up right now. Rest in peace to whoever. That always works.
Yeah, rest in peace works.
Yeah, rest in peace works. That always works. That always works.
You got to write, because you can't boo
dead. You can't boo somebody dead. Or you say, hey, if you love God, put your hands up right now. If you love God, put your hands up. And you can't boo that either. Right. Those are the two things that will always get you out of a funny situation.
All right.
He should have just went into I Am Blessed and be like, well, if y'all feel blessed.
I feel free. Talk to chicken. Talk to chicken. I feel free.
All right. Thank you for that donkey today. Up next, ask Ye. 800-585-1051. If you need relationship advice, call Ye right now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. It's time for Ask Yee. And who do we have on the phone?
Hi, this is Shelly.
Hey, Shelly. What's your question for Yee?
My question is it healthy to argue almost every single day with your partner?
No, it's definitely not healthy.
Oh, boy.
Does it feel healthy?
No, it doesn't.
Okay, so it's definitely not. And what is the root of these arguments? Silly little arguments?
They're little arguments. Sometimes they're big arguments. Sometimes we stay mad at each other for like a day or two. It could be over anything.
You guys have to see what is the root of your problems. Like, why is it that y'all can't get along without arguing? What's going on that's deeper than that you guys are arguing over little things, big things, mad at each other for full days at a time? What's the real issue?
I don't know. I even looked up stuff. Like, maybe we're just two both headstrong people in a relationship, so we often bump head because we both have strong opinions. And I don't know, sometimes I try to be submissive and keep my mouth closed, but I'm not perfect, so I can't do that all the time. Like, I have to speak my mind.
I think it's very important in relationships to not just get along, but to know how to not get along, which is when you do get into arguments, because everybody in relationships gets into arguments, how do you argue effectively? And that's something that you guys are not able to do. How can you compartmentalize and say, okay, let me express myself in this argument without accusing you of things, but telling you how certain things makes me feel. I feel this way when this happens. Instead of saying, you always do this to me, you make me feel this way. You have to express yourself in that manner. It's important to also try to resolve issues when you're not mad at each other, instead of waiting till things build up and blow up. And you guys can't do tit for tat things. It's just important that when things aren't going well, how do you handle them and communicate with each other?
Right. And then, because last night, you know, I was tired and he was trying to hug me and I was like, no, I'm just ready to go to sleep. So this morning, you know, I tried to hug up on him and he was pushing me like, no, I'm tired, I'm sleeping.
Well, you know, that hurt his ego last night. So he wanted to do it back to you. And that's a tit for tat thing.
Right.
And you have to be conscious of that. Like, sometimes if your man wants to hug you, you should be hugging him right back. And I'm not even saying y'all gotta have sex if you're tired, but I think, you know, show him some affection while he's trying to show you affection. You know, you guys argue all the time. That's not a reason to get into an argument. Your man loves you. He wants to hug you. What y'all arguing about that for?
Right.
You know, we get so stubborn sometimes and we want to be the one that's right and we want to win the argument. But you got to see how good it feels sometimes to be able to sit and discuss things and tell somebody, you know what, you're right. Or what can I do to make things better? Sometimes that's being the bigger person.
Right, that's true. I guess I got to just sometimes bite the bullet and learn how to be the bigger person.
And lead by example. Once you start doing that, hopefully he'll start doing that as well. And that's a discussion you guys got to have. Maybe it's a let's sit down and have an all-day retreat, just the two of us, where let's sit down and discuss how can we make sure that we can move things forward in a positive direction at a time when we're not mad at each other, away from home, away from all of our problems, the two of us somewhere else.
Yeah, and yesterday we went on a date. That's the thing. And after the date, we were just still like just bickering and arguing with each other.
Right.
And I'm like, why can't we just, you know, not
sometimes
have a normal relationship?
Sometimes it's a conscious decision to not do those things. You have to make an effort. And then it should come more natural as you're learning how to do it. But you have to really make that effort. When you see how good that feels and he sees how good that feels, that should inspire you guys.
Right. Because I don't want to, you know, give up on a relationship just because we're arguing. You know, I do love him. I just don't want to argue every single day.
Right. Well, you know, work on it. Everything takes work, and sometimes you got to work on not arguing or work on saying, okay, we talked about this for so long. I love you. Why are we even arguing over this? Be that person.
Okay.
All right, good luck.
All right, thank you, Angela.
If you want to argue, you can call up here. We could argue.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
Bye.
All right. Ask Yee, 800-585-1051. If you need relationship advice, call
morning,
her now.
Everybody.
It's The Breakfast Club.
It's DJ
Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We're in the middle of Ask Yee. Crystal.
Yes.
Hey, what's your question for Yee, mama?
Hi, guys. I just want to say hi, guys. I love y'all. I listen to you every morning.
Thank you, Crystal.
But, you know, me and my boyfriend has been together for 4 years. And I was raised in the church, and he grew up in the church, but he doesn't go to church anymore. And I just wanted to know, what's your advice? Because, you know, a man that loves God and prays, it's not important to me 100% that he goes to church, but I just want to be able to pray together and stuff like that. So I just want to know your advice on what I should do going forward, because I really love him. We've been together. We have a great relationship. And I just think that part is missing.
Well, that's how my parents were. So my mom was raised very religious, going to church every single Sunday. And my dad definitely didn't go to church at all, ever. So it did cause some issues, but mostly I think with my grandparents, not with them, with each other. So is it that you want him to pray with you and he refuses to do that?
I mean, he has prayed with me in the past, but when I bring it up, like, you know, we need to pray more together. And, you know, a couple that prays together stays together. He was like, okay, no problem. But it doesn't really happen a lot often unless I bring it up or unless I initiate it.
Right. And when you have a conversation with him about how important it is to you, because it's not that you need him to go to church. You just need him to pray with you. But he'll do it when you ask him.
Right. If we're on the phone, he'll be like, okay. But if we're in person, he'll be like, okay, well, you want to pray? Go ahead and pray.
Right.
Like, he won't be like, all right, let's pray. Okay, and then he'll, you know, lead the prayer or whatever. I just want to know, you think it's a big issue?
It's only a big issue if it's a big issue to you. You know, I can't tell you something's a big deal because there's so many people who are different religions that are together. There's people who one person's religious, the other isn't, and they make it work. But it only matters if to you it's a deal breaker. If to you, you just feel like it should be a big deal, but it's not, and you feel like you're doing something wrong because you're not bringing more attention to it, then, you know, I think that's wrong. But if it really hurts you in your heart and it's something that weighs heavy on you and it's something that you address and he's not receptive to it, then that could be an issue. But like you said, if you address it with him and he's down, you know, I think that sounds more like just a conversation. Like, look, babe, I know you don't really go to church like that, but praying is important to me. So can we make this compromise where I just want to make sure that I know he believes in God, right?
Well, we just had a conversation. He said he don't know. Either way, he's like, he knows a higher being, but he doesn't know.
Okay, so he's a spiritual being. He's a good person.
Right.
You know, it's hard to force religion on someone, but do you feel like it's a deal breaker? Is it a big deal to you, or do you just feel like it should be a big deal?
It's like a mind thing. I think it should be a big deal because my family always brings it up, like, oh, when is he going to come to church, or, you know, is he eventually going to join or stuff like that? I think it's more of that.
Right. And you can't let that... You can't let that bother you. Listen, my grandfather used to say my dad was a heathen. He used to send us all kinds of letters about that. And, you know, it's important to them. But just worry about how you feel, you know, and you got to be strong in that. Don't let your family influence you in that way. That's something that's personal to you and him that y'all should deal with each other. And if he comes around, he comes around. But if there's things that's important to you, just make sure you express it. Don't suppress it. Because then you'll end up blowing up at some point. But just make sure you communicate with him about it. But don't let it be just your family is making you feel embarrassed. Don't do that.
Okay. I agree. Thank you very much.
You're welcome, hon.
All right. Ask Yee. 800-585-1051. If you got a question for Yee, you could call at any time. Now we got rumors on the way, Yee?
Yes, we'll talk about Iggy Azalea. Apparently, she went through a lot with y'all slandering her. And here's what she has to say now.
All right, we'll get into all that when we come back. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Let's get to the rumors to talk LeBron James.
It's time.
She's spilling the tea.
This is The Rumor Report with Angela Yee on The Breakfast Club.
Well, it looks like LeBron James is going to be producing and potentially starring in a comedy. Now, that comedy is going to be written by the screenwriter Steve Mallory, who did The Boss. They haven't said the name of it, and they don't have a lot of details. All we know is that it's a body-swapping comedy. So, you know, it should be interesting. I think I like LeBron as an actor, and he's going to be in L.A. now anyway. So
I've never seen LeBron act.
Yeah,
he
what did
in,
he have
he
before?
He was in Trainwreck, right?
Yeah, he was in Trainwreck.
I never saw Trainwreck.
I didn't see it either.
I saw that. All right, and let's talk about LaShawn McCoy. We've been telling y'all and following this story about what happened with his ex, Delicia Cordon. Apparently, her and her friends and family believe that he set her up to get attacked in the home. She was physically assaulted in the house, according to her lawyer. It was a male assailant who entered the home with no signs of forced entry. And the statement says that she was injured after the attacker pistol whipped her while trying to retrieve jewelry, specifically stuff that McCoy had given her as gifts. Yes. Well, LaShawn McCoy has hired his own lawyer now, and his lawyer is Don Samuel, the same person who successfully defended Ray Lewis in a double homicide case back in 2000. And also helped defend Ben Roethlisberger and also represented T.I. So that's his lawyer. And McCoy had responded to these allegations on Instagram. He said, for the record, the totally baseless and offensive claims made against me are completely false. Furthermore, I have not had any direct contact with any of the people involved in months. So they're talking to the police department right now, trying to figure out things that happened with that incident as they move forward. But he still maintains that he had nothing to do with that home invasion. And people are supporting him, like former Bills player Richie Incognito came forward and said, I support and stand by my boy Shady. I know the full story, and he didn't do it. People can be quick to make false assumptions without knowing the full story. McCoy was
especially
in Florida
on social media.
And not in Georgia at the time of the attack, so he couldn't have been a part of it. And he said, I know the whole story. You good to go, family. I love you, my G. So there you go.
No, you know nobody cares about the truth and the lies more entertaining.
Right, and there's an investigation going on, so we shall see what happens. Mm-hmm. Iggy Azalea, she was on Instagram Live talking about how she basically had a really rough time and things took a toll on her confidence. You know, a lot of people weren't feeling Iggy for the past few years. She had some lyrics where she called herself a runaway slave master, and people said that she was appropriating our culture. So now she is responding because she has a new record out that people kind of like. Here's what she had to say.
I don't care. If it's number 1,000 on iTunes, I don't care. To me, it feels like the same amount of happiness as when I had a number one with Fancy. I feel the same amount of accomplishment because I think it took so much for me to get back to this place in my life. Maybe not career-wise, but confidence-wise, having confidence in myself.
I haven't heard the record yet, but
Okay, I have a snippet for you.
Oh, okay.
It's called Cream. Check it out.
Open up the safe, got a lot to say. Put you in your face, had to put you in your place. Seven letters on the plate, you in the break. I got cars, I got bags, I got real estate. Foreplay, I ain't gonna play. I got big
fish,
money, stop it right now. Listen, I would have no problem with this record if she did not sample Cash Rules. You cannot use Method Man's voice from the greatest hip-hop acronym of all time
song,
on a record like that. No, the record, no, you can't do that.
Well,
no.
It's called Cream.
It's featuring Tyga.
No, you can't do that.
Gotta hit a whole thing.
We need a reality show called Scruggles of a White Rapper.
And it's got to be called Scruggles.
Yes, S-K-R-U-G-G-L-E, yes. Because it's a sad thing when a white rapper is like really, really popping one year and then they fall off. Oh, my God, it's so sad, man. I still dig Iggy, though.
My goodness.
Well, you're married.
I don't mean like that. Never mind.
Awkward.
I thought you said I still date Iggy.
No, he said dig.
I thought you said date.
Okay.
My goodness. All right.
My life is out of context. Everybody loves taking Charlamagne out of context.
All right. I'm Angela Yee, and that is your Rumor Report.
All right. Now, up next is the People's Choice Mix. Let me know what you want to hear. Revolt. We'll see you guys tomorrow. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
At Grand Canyon University, we believe in equal opportunity, and the American dream starts with purpose. Whether your pursuit involves a bachelor's, master's, or doctoral degree, GCU's learning environments are designed for supportive networking and collaboration. With over 330 academic programs, GCU provides a path to help you fulfill your dreams. The pursuit to serve others is yours. Find your purpose at GCU. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.
Hey, girlfriends, it's me, Carol Fisher, back with another season of the global number one podcast, The Girlfriends. Last time, we investigated the murder of Gail Katz. This time, we're uncovering the identity of the woman who was buried in Gail's grave for a decade before she disappeared. Join me and the rest of the club as we tell her story. Listen to season 2 of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there on this.
People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune in to what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy, right?
Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.